Good afternoon. Obviously, this is a painful day for me and the organization. It is fitting, though, after a painful season, that these type of press conferences and events happen. 4 years ago, we thought we did the right thing. We went out, met with Mike, wanted a proven coach who had a good record, and we felt could lead our football team. And in discussions with Mike, he was always honest with us, said he wanted to make sure he had the same type of control and staffing that he had in Denver. And we agreed to that. Unfortunately, today, our results aren't what we had hoped on that day. And that's why we're here. Today, Dan, Mike, and I met at 9 o'clock, and we relieved Mike of his duties. It was a cordial, professional meeting. Talked about the future of the team and the direction that we both wanted to go. After that, I've been meeting with all the assistant coaches individually and telling them of their status. Later today, Tony will give you a list of coaches who have also been relieved of their duties. The other coaches will depend on the next head coach. If they fit into the schemes and the system that the new head coach wants to implement. Later today, I'm going to meet with a couple more of our staff members, and we're going to start to formalize the coaching search. You know, I know there's been speculation throughout the last weeks and maybe even months about what's going to happen. And the reason we waited to now versus all of the previous comments of is if we're going to make a change during the season was because we wanted Mike to have the ability to right the ship. We wanted to end that losing streak. For every player on this team and everybody in the organization, for every fan out there, we wanted to get a win. And we came close in the last few weeks, but as is the frustration over the last 4 years, we played some good quarters, some good halves, but we didn't play complete games. As I said a moment ago, our head coaching search will start tonight. Because of league rules, we're not going to try and publicize who we're going to try and talk to. I know there's going to be rumors out there and as we meet people, and we're going to try and keep you updated on a regular basis. We're going to try and do this as quickly as possible, but more importantly, we want to do it correctly. We want to pick the right coach, the right leader for this franchise that can inspire this football team, that can lead this team and teach them the fundamentals that are so critical in the game, who understands the value of time. Because in the NFL right now, time is really, really critical to manage. You don't have much time in the offseason with the players. You don't have much time during the training camp with players. And so to understand the value of that time is going to be important. And have someone with some urgency to accomplish the goals that we're looking for this franchise. To sit here and talk about Mike Shanahan leaving is difficult because we're all 3-13. We accept that. We understand it. The Washington Redskins will win and lose as a football team. Period. That's who we are, and we understand some of the mistakes that were made, and we are going to take the next several months and figure out all the mistakes that were made in order to learn from them. Josh Wilson gave me a great Christmas present, pretty telling. It was a book, and it said, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And we learn too much this year maybe, but we've got to learn to go in the right direction, and that's what we're going to do. Now I'll take some questions from...
Bruce, Mike Shanahan obviously had a great deal of control in the personnel area. As you move forward this, will that, do you envision that control going to a coach? Do you envision it reverting to you, or do you envision it a restructuring of the front office where it might go to someone else that you would add to the front office?
Well, the control will be mine, and it will be working with our personnel department. The personnel department of Scott Campbell and Morocco Brown actually do a very good job at what they do. We're going to redefine some of the characteristics that we're looking for in players. Obviously, when we have a new head coach, there'll be some schematic adjustments that we will make, but that power will be with me.
Bruce, obviously, even the players today said 99.9% of that is on us, the fact that we're 3-13. But obviously, as you alluded to, the rumors that have circled here over the last month and a half, can you put a finger on what went wrong from 12 months ago? We know the product on the field, but what about all the stuff that's circling around this building?
You know, part of that was, let me use the right word, distasteful to hear. You know, within the Redskins, and I do like that the players say it's on us. It is on us. It's on all of us, from people in the front office to people on the football field to people in the locker room. It is on us. And to see those anonymous sources and the backbiting and different comments, I think it's very important to know that a lot of it was untrue, but at the same time, it was distasteful. Any coach, any organization knows in pro sports, you need to eliminate distractions. Instead, we created our own distractions, and it distracted from our play on the field. And we will do our best to alleviate any of those issues in the future.
Bruce, it sounded as though you said that, at least from a front office standpoint, you guys are, for the most part, going to keep the people that you have intact. Does that mean that you'll elevate Morocco or Scott, somebody, to the general managing role? Will you redefine, maybe take another different role for yourself and redefine who your GM is?
No, we're going to keep everybody in their role, and we're going to make sure they can focus on their job that they have to do. They'll be involved in the interview process. They will be involved, as they have been, in talking to some of the coaches today. We feel comfortable with them. Doesn't mean we might not add somebody to the personnel department, but we feel we have a good personnel department that has been interviewed for other positions, and we're comfortable with it now.
And then as far as the head coaching role, at this point, you said last time that you hired Mike, you wanted someone who'd done it before and who was proven. Do you still feel that way? Does the next head coach have to be someone who's been a head coach before?
It really is an open list, and it will have NFL coaches. It'll have college coaches on it. Some have head coaching experience. Some don't. And I'm really looking forward to meeting some of the people who I haven't met yet. I've seen them from afar, and I want to hear what their dreams are, what they can do, the fire in their belly to coach the Washington Redskins, to inspire the kids on this football team.
Bruce, the performance is one thing, but how much do the fractured relationships between head coach, owner, quarterback, how much did that also play into this decision as well?
I don't, you know, that's part of the rumors that are out there. Mike has always been professional, and we always had an easy dialogue when discussing issues. I don't think there was a fractured relationship. I think that the intensity of trying to do the right thing all the time maybe was too much for everyone at times, but I think the relationship was good, as it was in our meeting this morning. Mike and Dan have a very good relationship as people, and I think that's going to continue in the future.
Bruce, you know, brought in Mike. You thought he was going to bring some stability here, but it turns out things are still unstable. How concerned are you about that, and do you feel like that instability, is it deeper than just a head coach problem?
You know, in the NFL right now, stability is a strange word. I think we need to put that up at a league meeting. What is stability? There's eight head coaching changes last year, eight the year before. No reason to believe there might not be eight again. Last year, half the offensive coordinators in the NFL changed teams. So I think we've had a pretty good run with 4 years. Unfortunately, it's three of the years were losing records, and those are the results. The great thing about sports is we play with a scoreboard. We don't have to wait for a quarterly report to tell us how we did in sales or any of that. We know immediately. And the distasteful and the painful part was we were 3-13. We lost 13 times.
If stability, if that's not the word, the continuity that you guys were hoping for didn't breed success. Is that a problem that's beyond the head coaching, deeper than the head coaching position?
No, not at all. You can look at teams that turn around in 1 year. I think the greatest example is Philadelphia and Kansas City. You know, Coach Reid did a great job with the Chiefs. He just left Philly, and they didn't perform well, but the new coach came in and led them to the division title. If we find the right person, we will have the stability that we all want in the NFL.
Bruce, when Mike was in here, he said that the team is better off now than 4 years ago, and he went into detail about the salary cap penalty. That just kept him from creating a deep roster, making the defense as strong as he wants. Do you feel the team is better off than 4 years ago, and could you address the handicap he had working with that penalty?
Well, Joe, in ways, yes. The frustration of the season is there is a nucleus for success. We saw it. We saw it just a year ago. And the nucleus is here. And we have some of the right foundational principles to win. We just have to learn to take advantage of all 60 minutes in a game and close the deal. We had way too many giveaways this year. I don't think there's anything that speaks to our season as much as our first quarter record. We had the worst in the league net point differential, a minus 79 points in the first quarter. So obviously that made the games even more painful when you're trying to come from behind at times. I feel we have an opportunity because of the nucleus of the team, the spirit of the team. I think through all of the different issues that came up this year, some true, some untrue, the teams did stick together. The core of this team believes in each other.
Bruce, when was the actual decision to let go of Mike made, and how much consideration, despite everything that went on record-wise and beyond, did you guys give to actually keeping him?
Well, I would say probably after the Dallas game, it was near 99%. But the most important thing after the Dallas game was to try and beat the Giants. And we felt that Mike and his staff gave us the best chance to beat the Giants the next week. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. And that's why we're here today.
Bruce over here. This will be Dan Snyder's, I believe, sixth head coach that he'll be hiring. None of them have finished with a winning record. Why should fans or anybody believe that this time will be that it will work this time, that it'll be different?
Well, I can't speak for the prior years. I can't speak for Mike's years, and Dan was very supportive of all of Mike's wishes and ideas, and as he has with the different thoughts that I've had from time to time. This is the Washington Redskins. This is a very high-profile team. When the Dallas Cowboys or the Washington Redskins are in first place, it's a lot of news. And when they're in last place, it's a lot of news. And I think coming into this environment, knowing that there is a nucleus, I think it'll be a very attractive position to coaches.
You mentioned that you learned from some mistakes. Is there anything specifically that you learned maybe from the last couple of years when you're going forward that you say we have to make sure we don't repeat this?
Yeah, we met this morning in the personnel department to make sure that we're documented every pick that we've made, and we've documented every free agent that we discussed or gave a bad grade to that is performing well right now in the NFL. So we're studying the personnel at this point.
Bruce, it's safe to say your position is safe because you're up there, but how responsible do you feel for this season and in really the last 4 years that have only produced 24 wins?
I feel very responsible. I think I said that at the beginning, that everyone here feels responsible. And in my position, it's what creates the pain, because I can see where we want to go. I can feel where we want to go, and I know that the players have that same drive. So I feel responsible for it. We're all accountable for our record. That's the great thing, once again, about sports. I'm 3-13, as is Tony Wiley over here.
And to that point also, do you what does this job, other than obviously a very good salary, have to offer a top coaching candidate that you feel? What really would draw someone to this job?
Well, this, as I just said a little bit earlier, you know, the attractiveness of coming to one of the flagship franchises in the NFL is exciting to coaches. The coaching profession is one that I have tremendous respect for, and I think it has some of the highest highs, some of the lowest lows of any profession out there. And sometimes you find coaches who can't wait to have a tough situation of taking over a last-place team. I think if you would ask coaches a lot of times, would you want to take over a first-place team or a last-place team? In football, they'd say last place. And unfortunately, we're there. But I do think it's going to be a great opportunity for a coach.
And just to be clear, your job, will you now have total control over personnel? Will you become a full-fledged, I guess, general manager now? What will your job be in this new structure?
My job is to put the Washington Redskins organization on the right track and to continue to build the foundation for this team to win. And it is my job to find the next head coach for the Washington Redskins. So
the personnel control.
That's all part of that, Mike.
Okay, so thanks.
When you're looking for that new head coach, are you going to have any preference for a guy 4-3 versus 3-4, power running versus zone, passing oriented, run oriented, anything like that? Are you going to find the right guy and let him sort that out?
I think I'm going to look for the person who can describe what they want to do the best. It could be a 4-3, it could be a 3-4. It's the person who has the understanding and the knowledge of what he wants to teach the players. As I said at the beginning, we're going to look for someone who's a leader first. And it could be on the offensive side of the ball, defense, or special team. There have been a couple special team coaches who have made great head coaches. And we're going to keep an open mind and look forward to them telling us how they're going to make the Washington Redskins successful. Have that fire in the belly that I discussed about being excited and what they can do to make the Redskins win.
Bruce, you work closer with Dan Snyder than probably anybody in the organization. There are still some questions as to how much he changed under Mike. There's reports that he was heavily involved in the Griffin deal, the McNabb trade. How much has he changed since you've been here in terms of taking a step back? How involved is he right now in the football operation?
Once again, it's tough for me to discuss what he did before I came here because I wasn't here. He's been very supportive of everything we've wanted to do. And has he taken a step back? He's still one of the great fans. I think and I've seen some of the reports. If you knew how much Dan Snyder wants to win, I mean, he wants to win more than life itself and has given us the support and the resources to do what we think is necessary to help us win. And it showed a year ago, and this year it didn't. But it's our job to do the execution. It's not Dan calling the plays. It's not Dan picking the players. It's the people he's hired. It's our job to actually turn this team into a winner.
Last one, Jason. Bruce, you finished last 5 of 6 years. You finished last in Mike's first 2 years, before the cap penalty ever hit. How can you possibly justify not significantly restructuring this front office and changing major duties and bringing in people who have been successful elsewhere when you've had such a run of failure?
Well, Jason, I see some people who have to be given an opportunity to succeed. I think Scott Campbell running a college draft will be as capable as any personnel director in the NFL. I know what Maraca Brown can do in free agency. I've seen the grades of the players he's given in free agency. To blame them, I think, would be unfair to giving them the not giving them an opportunity to succeed. Our front office will win and lose as the team does. We believe that we have the right people in place. You saw it last year. This year you saw not the complete opposite, because we lost eight versus winning seven in a row. We're very confident where we're going to go with that.
And this is not in any way meant as a shot against Scott or Morocco, but this, you said it, it's all about the scoreboard. That's what you're judged on. And the reality of it is five of 6 years in last place, and this roster is in bad shape. Granted, the cap penalty had a lot to do with it, the Robert trade giving up those picks. So I'm not trying to single out Scott or Morocco by any means. But the reality of it is, when you finish last 5 of 6 years, there's something inherently wrong there.
No, not in the NFL, not in sports. I can't change history. You'd like to, but you can't change history. It's all about today and where we're going in the future. I think when we provide the right type of leadership, the right type of foundation for a new coach and a new team, that's what's going to matter. I can't change what happened yesterday. We are going to have the chance to change the future, and that's what our task is, and we look forward to it. You know, I just want to leave you. It is a difficult day. In talking to the coaches, it's very painful. And I respect all the work that they put into it. But the results weren't there. And it's now our job today, with the nucleus that we have, to change our fortunes in the future, and we think we can do that. I want to thank you. And as I said, we're going to try and keep you updated during this process, so the fans know what we're doing with the coaching search. Thank you.